Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. This season, we are talking about intimacy and partner betrayal and the deep, 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 deep wounds that come out of that. And also, we're talking about all the hope that you can have in your heart of fully recovering from this and even experiencing traumatic growth at the end of it. Today is a little bit different in the sense that we're talking more about the active addict, and we're talking a little bit more specifically about someone, a partner that might be addicted to sex, so a sexual compulsive. And there are a lot of different versions of sexual addiction and sexual compulsivity. Sometimes it looks like multiple affairs. Sometimes either physical or non-physical sexual affairs. Sometimes it looks like, pornography addiction and just a lot of hiding and deception and dishonesty around how dependent they are on pornography to regulate their nervous system and to function. I work with people who massage parlors, for instance, are their drug of choice, if you will. There's a lot of different versions of sexual acting out, compulsive masturbation with or without pornography, a lot of things. So that's kind of, for the most part, that's the type of addict that we're speaking about today. But anybody who's in the throes of active addiction, they're going to struggle with intimacy. Okay. And that's what we're talking about. And the title of our episode is called Into Me You See, An Addict's Fear of Intimacy. So I like to break down the word intimacy because a lot of people believe that intimacy means something sexual or romantic, and it's not necessarily. Being intimate with somebody is allowing them to see into you with complete honesty, transparency, and vulnerability. Okay? And when I say it like that, I think you can understand how the active addict in your life is very adverse to this. Okay? And the addiction itself, it covers them. They are completely shrouded in shame. Therefore, they are dishonest and disconnected. They're dishonest with you and disconnected from themselves. Okay? And that's part of what is going on in the world of the active addict. So the last thing they want is for you to see them. Okay? Because at this point, they believe that they are their addiction. They believe that they are a liar. They believe that they are shameful. They believe that they are dirty. They believe that they have nothing positive to offer you at all. So would they want you to see that? No, they would not. They would not. And that's where you get a lot of that blame, the reverse victimization, a lot of the gaslighting and trying to like get you off their scent, if you will, is because of the immense and intense amount of shame that they are carrying in their disease. Okay. And so intimacy is something that they really struggle with. Yes, an addiction, of course. Like, there's no getting through that if they're going to be an active addiction. But as they move into the early stages and phases of their recovery process, where they are now moving through, I mean, they're past pre-contemplation, they're in contemplation and preparation, right? They're starting to dip their toe into this honesty thing, this vulnerability thing, this intimacy thing, and it is so scary for them. And I want you to understand this because it is safe for you to empathize with the addict in your life. And I want you to hear me say that again. It is safe for you to empathize with the addict in your life. Because you can empathize with somebody and still have very firm and maintained boundaries. Okay? You can empathize with somebody and not enable them. These are very different things. And in your own recovery, you will learn the difference between these things. How to stay safe and how to stay grounded. How to stay centered and wise-minded. How to communicate your needs. How to set and maintain boundaries and empathize with your partner who is sick. Okay? They're sick and they are suffering. Unfortunately, a lot of that has been projected on you and there's very little trust in place. And I get that and I honor that. But I did want to speak to their experience a tad in hopes of one, just validating your experience. And also giving you permission to empathize without responding, without doing anything, without overcompensating, without enabling, without even getting involved, but just to be able to empathize with the immense amount of shame that they carry that keeps them from being intimate with you and seen by you. Now, a lot of my partners out there, as their addict got sicker and sicker and sicker, their addict withheld sex from them. So a lot of the betrayed partners that I work with, they were sexually abused in the sense that they were neglected sexually for so long as their partner got sicker and sicker in their disease of sexual compulsivity. And so I'm talking to them out there as well, because I need for you to understand that part of it is that fear of intimacy. And the fear of intimacy, as it increases and increases, is also fear of sexuality. Now, in some cases, the active addict rationalizes neglecting you sexually because they know that they've been acting out in a way where they could have contracted something that they could give you to make you sick and suffer. So yes, sometimes that comes out in a disclosure process, but most of the time, it is not that. Most of the time, it's that they do not feel worthy of you, and they want to avoid having sex with you, where they might feel vulnerable, and they might feel the need to disclose their addiction and to expose their addiction. Okay. And so I just wanted you to have a different way to think about it if you've never heard it this way. I want to again reinforce that someone else's addiction has nothing to do with you. You did not contribute to it. You did not cause it. Okay? Once it is present, I must say, everybody does kind of have a reaction to it that can exacerbate it, but that does not make you responsible for it. Okay? These are very different things. And so, no, you didn't cause it. And yes, you can empathize with it. Okay? No, you're not responsible. No, you are not to blame. And you can empathize and you can understand. All right? That is very important. I want you to understand that most of the time in their early recovery, they have become sexual anorexics and love avoidance. And that is going to hurt you and it's going to confuse you. And I just wanted to give you a little insight into actually what is happening in the mind, in the heart, in the spirit of your partner when you're feeling rejected. Okay? I know that that is not the intention most of the time if they're in recovery. It is not their intention to reject you or to do more harm. And sometimes it is the result. So I just wanted to provide some perspective here. Because I do not want partners to continue to feel wounded when their active addict is actually in recovery, okay? But in early recovery, there's still no trust and there's still no clear communication and they still don't have access to all of the information. They're still compartmentalizing in a way that, you know, creates more wounds and deceit, right? So there's a lot going on. And one of the things going on is a deep fear of intimacy that they have. And frankly, if you've been wounded for a prolonged period of time, you're not really wanting to be intimate. And rightfully so. And so it's very important that you're also clear on that. And it's very important that when it comes to intimacy, vulnerability, communication, and any type of sexual activity, that you are the one in charge of that. That moves at your pace according to your healing of betrayal trauma. That is your call. Okay? So all of that is something that you put forth the pace, right? So you don't do anything until you are comfortable and understand that they are struggling with intimacy. Okay. Obviously, you're going to be too, and that's okay. But yours is different because your fear of intimacy comes from their addiction. Okay. Their fear of intimacy comes from trauma that came before their addiction. All right. So I'm just trying to kind of like put this in a few different ways for you to chew on it, gnaw on it. Notice what's relevant to your current situation. And, you know, I hope it just shines a light on it a tad so that you can move one step closer to your process of recovery and healing from betrayal trauma. So I hope this helped. And if it did, please review it and let us know if, you know, how you liked it, what you liked, and share it with somebody else who might need it. All right. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for making the investment in yourself. All right. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.